The Study Bible Project, an important update. If money were no object, what would you do? That simple question over lunch at Ruby Tuesdays in Somerset, Pennsylvania, on January 3, 2024, became the spark for one of the most significant undertakings in our ministry's history, the Study Bible Project, a conversation that changed everything. That day wasn't planned. Steve Martin was simply passing through Somerset and met Clyde Pilkington for a friendly lunch. But as they talked, Steve asked him that question, a question he often asks people in his work as a fundraiser. Clyde didn't hesitate. "I'd create a Bible dictionary and a study Bible." He spoke with a passion that was unmistakable. It wasn't a passing thought. It was a dream that had lived quietly in his heart for years. That conversation reignited it. "That question gave me a spark," Clyde said. "It was something I thought I'd never get to do." But that day, hope came alive again, from vision to reality. Over the following months, the dream took shape. By September 2024, the two of them recorded A Vision for the Future, a video outlining what this study Bible would become, a tool that would gather decades of research, writings, and revelation into one cohesive work. In November 2024, they published the vision in the Bible Student's Notebook and shared the first financial goal, to raise $30,000. That amount wasn't for printing or promotion. It was to hire a full-time assistant for Clyde, freeing him to dedicate himself completely to the study Bible. For years, Clyde had carried a full load, study, correspondence, shipping, video, editing, and writing, leaving little room for new research. The goal was to lift those responsibilities off of his shoulders so that he could immerse himself entirely in what Father had written for him to do. By the end of the year, the goal was reached. Saints from around the world responded with generous gifts, some large, some small, but all given with love. "You helped me see that this wasn't about fundraising," Clyde said. "It was about partnership. I invest my time. Others invest their financial resources. Together, we move forward in God's energy." The vision. A Bible of Freedom. This study Bible will be unlike anything else. It will feature two translations side by side, one ultra-literal, and one modern, easy-to-read version. Together, they will form a bridge between precision and clarity. Supporting notes and cross-references will draw from more than 488 published books, 43 volumes of the Bible Student's Notebook, and decades of teaching and study. It begins with the scriptures that reveal the present administration of grace, Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians. "This will be a study Bible for the secret administration," Clyde said. "It's a study Bible of freedom. Freedom from religion, freedom from tradition, and freedom from bondage." Building the team. Once the initial funds were raised, the next step was finding the right person to help. That's where Father began writing new chapters none of us expected. In January 2025, Clyde's granddaughter, Emma Hawes, began helping part-time in the office while attending college. Her work quickly became indispensable, freeing Clyde from many daily tasks. In the spring, a young man named Austin reached out, expressing his desire to serve the ministry. Though that particular path didn't continue, it reminded us that Father has many hearts prepared for this message. And then, unexpectedly, the answer came from within. As Steve's consulting work began to wind down, he found himself with more time and a growing conviction that perhaps he was meant to step into that assistant role. "I was afraid to send the message," Steve told Clyde. "But what would you think about me taking this position?" His response was instant. "Duh, yes, you're the man. And with that, Father brought the story full circle. The same conversation that had sparked the dream became the path to its fulfillment. A dream written long ago. Clyde often says, "Retirement isn't in my vocabulary." Now, with Emma's faithful help and Clyde's involvement alongside Andre, Steve, and others, he will be able to devote full-time energy to the Study Bible Project. "I'm in my element," Clyde says. "I know 5 decades have brought me to this point. This is the work that Father has written for me to do. The work ahead. This Study Bible will serve as a bridge for generations to come. Like the companion Bible of a century ago, it builds on the work of other faithful men, carrying those truths further into the light of freedom and grace. The deeper we go, the more joy, the more peace, and the more freedom we discover," Clyde said. "We're now assembling everything needed, time, team, and resources, to take this as far as Father has written. Volunteers, editors, and donors are all part of this unfolding story. We're not just working for today," Clyde said. "We're preparing tools for the next generation to stand on our shoulders. Join us in the journey." The Study Bible Project is a shared calling, built on faith, fueled by love, and sustained by the giving of the saints. If you've already joined us through giving, thank you. If you'd like to help carry this vision forward, we welcome your partnership. Together, we are making possible a work that will outlast us all. Transition period. Between now and January is a transition period during which Steve continues to take different responsibilities off of Clyde's shoulders. On January 1st, Steve will step into what we tongue-in-cheek call the chief of staff role. At that time, Clyde will be free to work on the Study Bible full-time. "I can't begin to express how excited I am to step into this role," Steve shares. "I genuinely feel that everything in my life, my years in management, communication, and fundraising, has been preparing me for this moment. I love this ministry and the message it carries. I'm passionate about the truth of God's sovereignty, love, and grace, and am deeply grateful for the opportunity to serve in a way that allows Clyde to focus full-time on creating the Study Bible. To me, this isn't just a job. It's a calling. I believe Father has written this chapter long before either of us saw it coming, and I'm humbled and thrilled to be part of what he's doing through this work.